From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, September 3rd. A fire in Centerville in Butte County was held at 59 acres yesterday afternoon. The fire was burning in the area of Centerville and Honey Run Roads. Forward progress was quickly stopped. Ground resources remained at scene overnight, constructing direct control lines and mopping up. Officials are asking residents to remain vigilant as the region remains in peak fire season. Taking a quick look at the Park fire, it's now 98% contained. Smoldering pockets of heat are continuing to be found during cleanup, line rehabilitation, and line strengthening. The agency says additional heat sources are likely within the interior of the burned area, but do not pose a substantial risk to containment. And in other news, Butte County has seen the highest number of West Nile virus cases in California so far this year. According to the California Department of Public Health, Butte has had 7 confirmed cases. Yuba and Riverside counties follow with 3, and several other counties after that with 2. While cases of the virus continue to increase, the total number is about 3 times less than the same time last year. At least 4 people have died from complications related to the virus, including 1 person in Butte County and 1 in Tehama County. Officials advise wearing mosquito repellent, long sleeves and pants, and draining sources of water around your home, as mosquitoes lay eggs on standing water. And the city of Chico is getting started on its response to the recent Butte County grand jury report that was released in July. Some topics include the alternative camping site at Eaton and Cohasset and homelessness outreach. City Manager Mark Sorensen.
Council will go through each of the findings and recommendations that require a response, and will provide some feedback as to what they want to see in a response.
After the discussion, Sorensen says, city staff will get to work on a draft response to bring back to the council on September 17th. The grand jury report requested the city's response to several of its findings. Also, students recently returned to classes at Chico State. As they began their fall semester, local campaigners visited campus in light of the upcoming election season. Kimberly Michael, a former Chico State student and the campaign manager for a hopeful Chico City Council member, spoke with students about the importance of voting. She says many people may face a level of apathy when it comes to national politics, but says local elections are important to pay attention to.
I would love to say to students that your vote matters, that it has a huge impact on our daily life, that even if you don't plan to stay in Chico and live in Chico for a long time, that voting while you're here makes an impact.
Michael says local elections are the most significant to people's everyday lives.
And us young folks are going to be the ones that have to face the consequences of what decisions we make today.
She says it's up to young voters to create the communities they want to be a part of. Who is elected into local offices and where funding is spent has a direct impact on residents. In other news, a long-awaited trail in downtown Reading is now finished. NSPR's Adia White reports the city hopes it will signal its commitment to creating a more walkable urban core.
Joggers, walkers, and cyclists can now enjoy a new path through downtown Reading and along the Sacramento River. The City of Reading said it recently finished the last segment of the trail, which completes a 4-mile loop between the Sundial Bridge and the Diestelhorst Bridge. The path also creates a link between the Sacramento River Trail and downtown Reading. It will be open for use starting tomorrow, just in time for Labor Day weekend. City officials are also planning a grand opening celebration for the new trail in the fall. There will be vendors along the path, live music, and activities. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Finally, student filmmakers can now submit their works to the Butte Film Festival. The festival recently began accepting submissions for screenings at its December premiere. It was established under the newly formed Butte Film Institute and aims to be Northern California's leading student film festival. Curtis Bell is the director of the Butte Film Institute.
We want to take what we did with the Butte Film Festival the first year, and we want to open it up to all across Northern California. So student filmmakers from the Bay Area, Sacramento area, Humboldt area, and even as far east as University of Reno.
The final submission deadline is October 25th. Bell has high hopes for this year.
My dream for this year of Butte Film Festival is to see the entire Northern California student filmmaking community come together and under one film festival and celebrate filmmaking, and specifically student filmmaking, which is something that I think is really beautiful.
The festival will take place December 6th through the 8th at the historic Orville State Theater. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, September 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.